One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I want to read something to you from Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 20. Hallelujah. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, some of the things we're learning today will help us know how to put that power to work in us so that God can do for us exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Then you can just keep walking, enjoying your life, having a glorious time in God. Hallelujah. I'm having a glorious time because I found out about this scripture. So I'm having a glorious time. I'm excited, happy, joyful every day. I don't have a blue day. No sad days. I don't have ups and downs, I have ups only. Where somebody says, it may not really be like that. That's your business. But I'm telling you what I'm telling about my life. That's your business. You know, some people say, can never be like that. Someone said, everybody's got 5 minutes madness every day. Where did you get that from? See, someone confused you. And you believed it. They told you everybody's got 5 minutes madness every day. And you said, yes, it's true. Because you get mad 5 minutes every day. Somebody said, everybody cannot just be well. Everybody is sick somehow. Everybody in the world is sick. How do you know? Was Jesus sick? Oh, yeah, that's Jesus. I said, keep Jesus out of this. It's a problem. See, it's amazing where people get the things they say. And when they say those things, they talk like God is talking. And it's not coming out of a book. Some others say, I read it somewhere. Where did you read it? I read it from some dumb author somewhere who's trying to make money out of you. And he got you. I read it in a magazine. Do you know the author? Don't even know him. The guy's broke. Yeah. Broke people say broke things. And keep their readers broke. It matters who you're reading. I don't read things written by broke people. You know why? I've got a lot of things to do in this world. See, before I check out of this place, I've got a lot to do. You understand? I refuse to be broke. Because there's so much to be done. So much to be done. I cannot afford to be broke. See that? I refuse to be broke. So I refuse to read materials by broke authors, broke people. Because they're already broke and they're trying to make others broke. I don't listen to preachers who don't believe in prosperity. You know why? Because Jesus believed in prosperity. And if a preacher doesn't believe in prosperity, that's his business. I'm already prospering. It's too late to try to stop me from prospering. I believe that Jesus died for me. And I believe that when he died for me, he gave me life. I believe he was wounded for my transgressions. I believe he was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I got healed. I believe that. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe he did what he did for me so I wouldn't have to go through that anymore. That's what I believe. Hallelujah. And because I believe that, and the only person that really counts is Jesus, I owe no apologies for believing what I believe. What about you? Talk to me, what about you? What about you? See, life is a journey. What about you? It matters what you believe. Let me tell you, if you don't know it, what you are today is a result of what you believed yesterday. You are the expression of all, the sum total of all that you have believed all these years. So when I look at you, I can tell what you've believed for so long. So now, start changing the wrong ones. Start changing the wrong ones. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. See, the country of your residence is not your problem. Your family name has nothing to do with your prosperity. Nothing to do with your prosperity. Hallelujah. You still here? All right, we're talking about the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we said, for us to begin to live in that consciousness of His Lordship and enjoy the benefits of His Lordship and actually to experience that Lordship, the three things that we must deal with. Number one is the Lordship of the Word. And yesterday we found out it's not just the Lordship of the Word, but the Word of His grace. Amen. Because you see, there is the Word of the law. There is the Word of His judgment, and so on and so forth. But specifically, it is the Word of His grace that builds us up. You have to understand the grace of God. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to make sure you mark this. First, the Lordship of the Word. All right, then the Lordship of love. The Lordship of love. And then the Lordship of the Spirit. These three will catapult you into a new level of life. When you begin your walk with God, you begin experiencing the Lordship of the Word. He must train you. He must teach you. The Word of God must build you up. And that's what we studied from Acts chapter 20 and verse 32 yesterday, where he said, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. See, that's where you begin. After you have given your life to Christ, you begin to recognize the Lordship of the Word of God, the Word of His grace in your life. Until you recognize the Lordship of the Word, Jesus is not Lord of your life. That's where you start. Letting the Word of God tell you what to do. Letting the Word of God dictate the circumstances of your life. What the Word says is final. And when you treat the Word of God like that, the Word will build you up. He'll build you up financially. He'll build you up health-wise. He'll build your family life. He'll build you up physically. You understand what I'm talking about? He'll build you up mentally. He'll build every area of your life. He says, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to deliver into your hands an inheritance. Hallelujah. That brings you out of your suffering. You see, when you make Jesus Lord of your life and you give your heart to Christ, you're born again. Things don't automatically change. Your physical body must you be sick. Your finances must you be in shambles. Your family must you be in disarray. Your job must you be completely out of joint. What are you going to do? Now you deliver yourself to the Lordship of the Word. And then the Word starts building you up. That's why I feel sorry for folks who don't go to church. They think going to church because they say, I'm going for service. So they think, you know, who called it service? It's not called service in the Bible. Somebody named it service. Sunday morning service. So we go, service. And then they come back and they don't serve. When you come to church, first and foremost, the Word of God cleanses you. Jesus said, you are clean through the Word that I have spoken unto you. The Word of God cleanses you. It gets rid of the wrong stuff in your life. Then the Word of God begins to minister peace to your heart, minister strength to your heart, brings you information. The Word brings you information. And in that way, the Word is building you, guiding you, loading you up with spiritual vocabulary so you know what to say at the right time. It gives you material to meditate upon. That's what Paul writing to Timothy, he said, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly, completely to them, that thy profiting, thy progress may appear to all. So you want your progress to be seen? Meditate upon God's word. Meditate. You don't have to tell anybody what's happening in your life. Just meditate. Give yourself completely to the Word of God. That means let the Word gain the mastery in your life. Let the Word gain dominion over your mind, over your thinking. You understand? And by the time the Word of God has gained the mastery, the ascendancy in your life. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.